We present An Actor's Life for Me, starring John Gordon Sinclair and Caroline Quentin. Episode 5, Educating Robert.
Mr. Wilson.
Call me Robert, Jane.
Robert, I want to thank you for everything you've done for me.
I did no more than a good teacher should, Jane.
Before you came, I had no confidence in myself. I hated school, and I practically dropped out.
I know.
But now, thanks to you, I'm determined to be a much better headmistress.
Good.
And you helped all us pupils, too. I could hardly read and write 2 years ago, but now I've got my scholarship to Cambridge, I'm head girl, and I'm the lead in the school play, and it's all because of you.
It was nothing, Debbie.
You're the most wonderful teacher in the world.
Oh, really? Thank you.
And I have so many friends at Cambridge, too, now that your entire class has got in. 32. Robert, well done. That's more than Eton.
I'm only sorry that you'll miss your first term there, Debbie, but it's only right that you should be in the school play when it transfers to the West End.
Just hope it goes on to Broadway, like you last two. You have wrought miracles with this school, Robert. In your short time here, you've transformed it into a happy place. A place free of vandalism. A place free of violence. A place free of glue sniffing. I couldn't help that. It was a strain of the job. In short, Robert, you have turned Mountfield into the best school in the country. The children will wish to show their gratitude and affection. They'll carry you shoulder high. They'll praise you to the skies.
They'll stick rude notices on your back.
What?
I'm just warning you, Robert. Be careful of 3W.
Oh, sorry, I was miles away.
Give them half a chance and they'll stick rude notices on your back.
They will not.
They did it to Tom Williams. He walked into school assembly last week with "I'm hot, randy and ready for it" pinned onto his back.
Who's Robert Williams?
Tom?
Oh, Tom Williams.
Head of religious studies. He's a bit of an old woman, really. Can't cope at all. In fact, he's trying for early retirement, but the local authority isn't too keen.
Why?
He's 42.
Well, I had some hopeless teachers like that. Dead boring. The thing is, you've got to inspire children, haven't you? Excite them, stimulate them.
I bet you're not saying that tonight. The only stimulation you'll want to give them tonight is 20,000 volts.
You've just become cynical, Sue.
Of course I've become cynical. You know when? My first day of teaching practice. Look, Robert, don't cock it up this week.
What do you mean, cock it up?
They just want someone to look after Isabel's English and drama lessons. They don't want lots of fancy ideas.
I don't know what you're getting at.
Yes, you do. What about the way you're dressed?
What about it? Lots of teachers wear leather patches.
Not on their crutch. Just don't do anything stupid.
It's all right, Sue. I won't let you down.
Good.
I shall teach them to the best of my ability.
No, don't try and teach them anything. That's the worst thing you could do. Just keep them quiet, stop them hitting each other, and don't let them climb up the curtains.
Yeah.
And don't believe a word they tell you. If they say they've got to go to the toilet, they're lying. All except for Lorraine, that is, in 5N. She's just had a baby and her water works are unreliable.
A baby?
No, we've got 3 mothers in the 5th year. Oh, and Peter Dwyer in 3W is not paralysed from the waist down. If his friends carry him into the room, tell them to drop him. He'll soon recover the use of his legs.
They're just trying to scare me now.
Right, the school's just round the corner, so you'd better get out here.
What?
I'd rather the kids didn't know we're living together. So if you walk into school from here, they'll never suspect.
Why am I sharing a car?
No, that's what you think. As far as pupils are concerned, if 2 teachers arrive in the same car, that can only mean 1 thing, and I don't want them asking awkward questions.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Go on. I'll see you in the staff room.
Okay, then.
And Robert?
Yes?
Don't get lost.
Ha ha ha. I'll see you in a few minutes.
So, where is our new drama teacher, Susan?
He should be here by now, Headmaster. I only dropped him round the corner.
Look, he's not teaching geography, then. Who's he got first period?
3W, Isabel's English class. I just don't know what could have happened. I mean, I left him around...
Excuse me, headmaster.
Yes, Tom, what is it?
Well, look, I'm terribly sorry to bother you, but I really do think you'll have to have a word with the sixth form. It's just not good enough.
What isn't?
Well, they simply don't have any regard for the rules. They seem to think they can wander anywhere they like. I caught one of them just now, trying to come in through the staff entrance.
Did you?
Naturally, I sent him off with a flea in his ear, but it's just not good enough.
No, Tom.
That is our entrance.
Yes, I'll have a word with him.
Who is it?
I don't know, a scruffy-looking boy wearing some leather trousers. I told him he should go and change. Do you teach him, Susan?
No, I'm afraid I live with him.
Good. I thought intimacy with pupils was illegal.
I think Susan means you've just expelled our new drama teacher. I'd better go and find out what he's up to.
Oh, look, I am sorry, Susan. Look, I really am. Honestly, he looked just like a pupil to me.
I know.
Yes, I should have realized, though. After all, he didn't behave like a pupil.
Oh, why?
Well, he did as he was told. Bit of a strange experience for me, that.
Oh,
well, anyway, better press on. I got one M first. The Gardarine swine.
Oh, they're not that bad.
No, that's what I'm teaching them. They're quite nice, actually. Very helpful.
Oh, good.
Mm. Yes, especially with their homework. I can never remember which day it's supposed to be set, so they remind me. You know, they say things like, it's tomorrow, sir, or it's Friday, sir.
Or it's today?
No, they never say that, actually.
Has either of you seen the head?
Yes, he's just gone into his office.
Right, I'll see him there. He can sort it out.
Sort what out?
I found a strange-looking youth lurking around in the girls' changing rooms. Obviously up to no good. I've locked him in my office, and I want to know what to do with him.
Oh, God.
Oh, he had some cock-and-bull story about being a new teacher. But he's obviously lying.
Actually, Hilda, he is a teacher.
What? Why wasn't I told? Surely year heads should be told.
He's here for the week, on supply.
Teaching what?
Drama.
Oh, no wonder he looks peculiar. He's going to get them all running around pretending to be trees and fairies and teapots, is he?
I think there's a bit more to teaching drama than that, Hilda.
Is there?
Yes, it's all about encouraging free expression.
We'd better keep him locked up, then. More dangerous than I thought.
Here he is. The wanderer's been tracked down at last.
Hello.
Robert.
Mr. Mills caught him trying to climb out of your window, Hilda. Thought he must be stealing something and brought him along to me.
Oh, really?
Oh, dear. How's your hair, Robert?
Oh, a bit painful, actually.
Hair? Well, when I said Mr. Mills brought him along to me, I mean he more sort of dragged him along by the hair. Not want to mess about our caretaker?
Was any of this observed by the pupils?
Quite a bit, yes. There was a crowd when I got there. They haven't seen so much excitement since Prince Charles came.
I don't remember Prince Charles being dragged down a corridor.
Anyway, I told the children I'd asked Mr. Wilson to help test the school's security system. And Mr. Mills had passed the test with flying colours.
Well done, headmaster.
Thank you, Tom. So, perhaps now we can all get back to normal.
Good. And no more embarrassing incidents, I hope. We've got our French visitor in school, remember?
No, of course. The dreaded Madame Pernthorpe.
I'd just like a word with Robert, if I may.
You go ahead. I think he could do with a bit of sympathy.
Oh, I expect he could.
Hello, Sue.
You bloody idiot, Robert. What do you think you're doing?
Doing? Oh, don't blame me.
Of course I'll blame you. Tom thinks you're a scruffy pupil. The caretaker thinks you're a thief. And Hilda thinks you're a pervert. You haven't even taught a lesson yet.
Sorry.
Sorry? What were you doing in the girls' changing room anyway?
I was sent there.
Who by?
A boy in fifth form. He said it was the other staff entrance.
And you believed him?
Yes.
Oh, Robert. What did I say to you? Don't believe them.
Right.
You're as bad as Tom. At this rate, you won't survive today, let alone the week. And what have you got first?
English 3W.
Now, that's the one with Peter Dwyer in it, remember? A performing paraplegic.
Oh, yes.
Well, best of luck.
Thanks.
You'll need it.
Ah, Wilson, just before you go.
It's Robert, actually.
Oh, Robert, yes. Look, I'm frightfully sorry about what happened earlier.
Oh, you? That's all right.
Yes. Look, anyway, before you go to teach 3W, I thought I ought to warn you.
About what?
Well, you've got a boy called Peter Dwyer in the class.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yes, yes. Well, look, he is paralyzed from the waist down. I thought you ought to know. I always help to carry him to his desk.
Oh, yes,
Be quiet. Quiet, please. Shush now. Bloody hell. Sorry about that. It's only a stage gun. Just thought it might grab your attention. My name is Robert Wilson, Mr. Wilson, and I'm taking you for English and Drama this week. So I hope we're all going to get along great, have some fun, and maybe learn a few things along the way. Actually, I am hoping to learn as much as you, because I'm not, in fact, a professional teacher at all.
What are you doing here, then?
Well, I'm an actor, and so I hope...
You're a famous actor, sir.
Of course he's not famous. You wouldn't be here if he was famous. You're an out-of-work actor, aren't you, sir?
Yeah.
That's why you're here, because you couldn't get a job anywhere else.
Does that mean you're not any good at acting, sir, if you're out of work?
Well, there are lots of actors in work who aren't very good.
Oh, you must be really bad then.
No.
What have you been in then, sir?
Yeah, you've been in Dempsey and Makepeace.
No.
EastEnders?
No.
Hackney and Lacey?
No.
The 18?
No.
So you've never done anything worth seeing then?
Well, of course I have. I did Hamlet in Bolton.
Hamlet in Bolton? What's that? It's equal to Hamlet.
No, I mean, I did it in Bolton.
What about famous actors, sir?
Yeah.
You ever acted with anyone famous?
Well, I did a TV play with Derek Jacobi once.
Yeah, but have you ever acted with anyone famous?
Look, I...
What about your part, sir? You ever been given any big ones?
No, only small parts so far.
I feel sorry for your girlfriend, then.
We're going to the theatre next week, sir. We're going to see Macbeth.
Oh, are you? Good.
You ever been in Macbeth?
Yes, I played Macduff at college. You know, he's the one who kills Macbeth in the final battle.
Oh, sir, you've spoiled the ending now.
Oh, what about actresses, sir? You done any plays where they take all their clothes off?
Yeah. Done any porno movies, sir?
No. Now, let's
ask us about all your small part, did it, sir?
Morning, 3W.
Morning, Miss Lincoln.
Right. One of you is in very serious trouble indeed. There are some things which this school punishes with expulsion, and one of those things is the use of a firearm. I distinctly heard a gunshot a few moments ago, and 2B tell me it came from in here. So who was it? Come on, put your hand up. What are you doing, Mr. Wilson?
Putting my hand up.
Why?
Well, it was me.
You?
Yes. I didn't hit anyone.
I would hope not.
Well, it's just a blank.
Rather like your brain, I imagine. We'll talk about this later, Mr. Wilson. All right, 3W, carry on.
You're in trouble now, sir.
Yeah, she's worse than the air,
stupid old cow.
You're going to be expelled, sir.
Expelled? We've done just got here.
Right, but I think we'd better get on with some work.
Tell us about your acting. That's interesting, that is.
Where's Peter Dwyer?
What?
I've just remembered, where is Peter Dwyer? I want Peter Dwyer to stand up.
He can't.
Oh, can't he now? Can't he really? Surprise, surprise! I wonder why not!
He's not here.
Well, where is he then?
He's got a broken ankle. Me and Mark was carrying him out of Mr. Williams' religious class last Friday and we dropped him.
Serves him right. Okay, work.
Oh.
Now, I am told that Isabel, Miss...
Slagbeaches.
It's Miss Slag... No. That is not her name.
Miss Tweedy, sir.
Yes, I am told that Miss Tweedy has set you work, so I suggest you get your books out and get on with it.
What work, sir?
The work she left you.
She didn't leave us no work, sir.
Well, get your textbooks out anyway and we'll try to find
something. We haven't got any textbooks.
What do you mean?
Well, Miss Tweedy took them in last week, and our exercise books and all.
What do you mean you haven't got anything then?
No.
Well, tell us about them actresses, sir. The ones that took all their clothes off.
Oh, give over, Gary.
That's interesting.
Excuse me, you at the back, what are you reading?
Me, sir. Nothing, sir.
Come on, what is it?
It's a book.
Yeah, I can see it's a book. What book?
Lady Chatterley's Lover, sir.
Lady Chatterley's Lover?
Yes, sir.
It's our set book, sir.
That's for our GCSE literature exams, sir.
Yeah. At the end of term.
Well, things have certainly changed since my day.
Yes, sir. It was banned in the 50s.
My days were not in the 50s. Well, you better read Lady Chatterley's Lover, then. Get your copies out.
We ain't got copies, sir.
Why not?
It's a cutback, sir. One copy between each class.
Ridiculous.
Well, don't blame us, sir. Blame Mrs. Thatcher.
Well, where do you read it?
Well, Miss Tweedy always used to read it to us, didn't she?
Yeah.
Did she? Well, OK, then. Which page?
The dirty bit. I mean,
page over the next, sir.
Right, thank you.
Yes!
Shut up, everyone, shut up! Now, come on, sir, get on with it.
He took her in his arms again and drew her to him, and suddenly she became small in his arms, small and nestling. It was gone. The resistance was gone, and she began to melt in a marvellous peace. And as she rested small and wonderful in his arms, she became infinitely desirable to him. All his blood vessels seemed to scald with intense yet tender desire for her, for her softness, for the penetrating beauty of her in his arms, passing into his blood. And softly, with that marvellous swoon-like caress of his hands and pure, soft desire, softly he stroked the silky slope of her loins, down, down between her...
Sorry to interrupt. I've got to get some books from the cupboard. How's it going, Mr. Wilson?
Okay, thanks, darling. I mean, Miss Bishop.
We called her darling.
Yeah. Actors call everyone darling.
Even teachers? God, they're weird. You carry on. Don't mind me. I won't be a tick.
Right. Now, where was I? Oh, and softly, with that marvellous swoon-like caress of his hand, in pure, soft desire, softly he stroked the silky slope of her loins.
What?
Loins. Down, down.
Hang on. Robert, what are you doing?
Reading Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Why?
Well, they told me to.
They told you to?
Yes, it's their set book.
It is not their set book, Robert. Their set book is Wind in the Willows.
Oh. Well, at least it's keeping them quiet.
You were reading them a sex novel. Right, you lot. Miss Tweedy left you some work to get on with. So what I want you to do is get your books. Gary, shut up.
Yes, miss.
I want you to get out your books and get on with it. Now.
Yes, miss.
I don't want another sound out of you. Not a sound.
God, brilliant, Sue. You're absolutely brilliant.
You're an absolute prat, Robert. What are you trying to do to me?
I'm sorry.
You haven't done anything else stupid, have you?
No. Of course not. Why?
I just wondered. You sure?
Yes.
I just hope this Lady Chatterley business doesn't get out. If the head finds out, well, you could get the sack for something like this.
He can't get the sack, miss.
Why not?
He's already been expelled by Miss Lincoln.
What?
For shooting at us with a gun.
Oh, God.
Robert?
I can explain. Really, I can.
Your coffee, Madame Pernfort.
Merci. I hope you do not mind that I bring my own coffee, but I find your English coffee undrinkable.
Of course not.
So weak and so muddy.
Quite. So how many schools are involved in the exchange?
5 in your town and 5 in our town. 122 pupils.
Quite a responsibility.
Oui, but my children obey me. They fear what will happen if they do not. So, all goes well.
Good.
But this morning, I am disturbed. I hear gunfire earlier.
No? Gunfire?
This cannot be, surely not, in an English school.
No. I'm sure it wasn't gunfire.
It was not?
No. Probably a car with a bad exhaust.
I see. Bon.
We do not allow guns in this school.
Excuse me, Miss Lincoln.
Not now, Mr. Wilson.
No, I just wanted to apologize about the gun.
Gun?
Yeah, this one. It's not as bad as it looks.
Put it away.
So, I did hear a gun, Miss Lincoln.
There goes the bell. We'd better go to my office, madame. I'll speak to you later, Mr. Wilson. Haven't you got a class to go to?
Gary, get down off those curtains. You'll rip them. And you lot, stop fighting. I said stop fighting. And be quiet.
You did say you wanted to be animals, sir.
Yes, I know.
Well, all animals are noisy, sir.
Not this noisy.
And all animals fight, sir.
Not with cricket bats. Now put them down.
How?
And they don't fight all the time.
You're right, sir. Shall we do the mating bit next?
Yes, shut up, Gary.
You know something, sir?
What?
You can't control us, can you?
No.
I should give up now if I were you. I shouldn't bother doing the rest of the week. You'd only have a nervous breakdown.
Thank you, Karen. Right. Subtle and sophisticated teaching technique number 2B. Okay, you lot. £5 to the best pupil of this lesson.
Was that £5, sir?
No, £5 to the best.
What if we're all the best, sir?
You can't be all the best. Right, I want to do some more improvising, and this time we'll do something a little quieter. This time I want you to improvise being a tree.
Sir!
What is it?
Sir, we were trees in the second year.
Yeah, where are you? Well, you can be bigger trees now.
Aww.
Now, I'm going to play some music, and I want you to decide what kind of tree you are and move in time to the music. Okay? Now, here's the music. Now, let's see those branches swing and sway. Enjoy the air as it rustles through your leaves.
Rustle, rustle, rustle.
And feel the birds on your branches and the squirrels as they run along your boughs.
And nibble at your nuts.
Shut up, Gary. What are you doing, Mark? You look as though you're going to the toilet.
I'm in the lavatory, sir. Sorry to interrupt again. I wonder if I could have a word.
Yes, of course, Miss Bishop. What is it?
Just checking up on you, sir.
Be quiet.
You can't control us.
Be quiet.
It's about Peter Dwyer. I just thought you'd like to hear the latest.
Oh, he's the only thing I haven't fallen for today. How's his ankle?
It seems to have made a remarkable recovery. He's just been spotted roller skating in the precinct.
What? They told me he'd broken it.
Robert, please don't believe them again.
I won't, I promise.
Good. And Karen, for your information, little Miss Madam, I did not come in to check up on Mr. Wilson. In fact, the lesson seems to be going extremely well.
Yes, it is. Very well indeed.
So there.
Only because he's bribing us.
What?
With a fiver.
I'll tell you later.
A fiver?
Thank you, Miss Bishop. Don't let me keep you. You better get back to your class. Right, you lot. I'm fed up with these lies and tricks. The next person who tries to kid me is going to get into very serious trouble indeed. Very serious.
What are you going to do then, sir?
Be quiet.
You're going to be quiet, sir? That's not very bright.
Shut up. Now, for the next bit of the improvisation, I want you all to be machines.
Machines, sir?
Yes.
I'll not go on being a tree, so I enjoyed that.
No, you can't go on being a tree. And I want you in groups of four for this.
We can't, sir. Four doesn't go into 30.
Well, groups of five.
Oh, we're not having Thompson in our group, sir. It smells over here.
Well, just get on with it and hurry up. Now, come on, and you two, get a move on.
Pardon, monsieur?
I said, get a move on. Hurry up.
She can't understand, sir.
What do you mean?
She's French, sir.
Oh, French, are we?
Oui, monsieur.
Well, she is. She's part of the exchange. Yeah. She's going to learn English.
No, right. That's it. That is it. You've done it now.
What?
I warned you about this lying, and now you have gone too far.
Monsieur. monsieur.
French indeed.
But
I told you I'd do something serious. Well, now I'm bloody well going to.
I do hope you will forgive our little misunderstanding over the gun.
You attempted to deceive me?
Yes. I'm most terribly sorry, madame. Nevertheless, I am sure you'll agree the exchange is working extremely well.
Perhaps. But I have not yet seen my pupils.
Yes, but I assure you they're all very happy here. I know they're being treated by the staff with great care and sensitivity.
So you insist on friends, do you, little cheap prince? Well, don't you like to meet you, you damn silly actor. Oui, monsieur. No, monsieur. Pardon, monsieur. And sick of it. Now, until you speak English. And good bloody riddance.
Ah. Care and sensitivity, I think you were saying, madame.
Yes, I believe I was.
So, there we are. The end of your first day of teaching, Robert. How do you feel?
Terrible. Listen to that madam blasted Pernfort. You'd think I'd started the Hundred Years' War again.
You did reduce one of her pupils to hysterics, swearing at the poor girl.
I don't know why she should have been so upset. She didn't understand a word I was saying. Anyway, madame is now threatening to take them all away. Young Frenchmen keep coming up and spitting at me.
What about the head?
Oh, he hasn't spat at me yet. He seems quite nice about it. I don't think he likes Madame Pernfort much.
Oh, well. At least the kids haven't found out about us. We'd never hear the last of that. It was a good thing I dropped you outside the school this morning. You've got to be clever like that if you're going to deal with kids.
Oh, hello. Can I come and join you?
Well, we were just going, actually, Tom.
Yes. I just wondered how Robert's day went.
Awful. Absolutely dreadful.
Oh, good.
What?
Yeah, sorry, but it's such a relief to know that I'm not the only one.
Oh, Tom.
Not that it matters now. I just don't care any longer. Because I've just seen the most wonderful thing ever. Quite wonderful.
Madame Pernfort under a bus?
No. No, I've just seen Peter Dwyer being frog-marched into the headmaster's study.
Good. I hope he gets a book thrown at him.
But don't you realise what this means, Susan? He's cured. He can walk. It's a miracle. Isn't that marvellous?
Yes. Wonderful, Tom, but I'm afraid we really must be going.
Of course. I'll see you tomorrow, then.
Yes. Goodbye.
Oh, and congratulations, by the way.
Congratulations? What for?
On being engaged. Well done.
Who told you that?
Oh, some of the girls in the fifth year.
What?
Well, how did they know?
Someone in the third year told them. I think it's all around the school, actually.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Yes. Apparently someone saw you drop him off this morning, Sue, and as they said to me, one teacher wouldn't drop another outside the school unless she'd got something to hide, would she?
No.
What were you saying about being clever, Sue?
That was An Actor's Life for Me, written by Paul Mayhew Archer, starring John Gordon Sinclair, Caroline Quentin, John Clive, Jennifer Piercy, Joe Kendall, Richard Tate, Joan Walker, David Lerner, Ian Target, Melinda Walker, and Richard Pierce. And the producer was Paul Spencer.